On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Krista Almanzon. When Pope Francis took office a year ago, there were whispers around the world of a change in direction for the Catholic Church. The new pope has played down traditional views on abortion and homosexuality and emphasized the church's commitment to fighting poverty. But on one front, ordaining women as priests, the Vatican hasn't budged. In Santa Cruz, KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports on a group of women who aren't waiting for church doctrine to change.
On a cloudy Saturday afternoon in Aptos, the church choirmaster leads a quartet singing the 23rd Psalm. Today, the Episcopal Church of St. John is packed with Catholics. They're here to support the ordination of a Santa Cruz woman named Christine Fehrenbach. She's busy getting dressed in an anteroom near the altar.
This is the alb. It's plain white, and then a chasuble will go over this, and then a stole.
With friends and relatives buzzing around her, Fehrenbach says she spent the first part of her day just trying to stay relaxed.
Yeah, I just talked to the bishop for a while, and then I just went to the gym. I tried to work out, but I couldn't focus, so I just went in the hot tub and the sauna.
The ceremony has all the trappings of a standard Catholic service. There are tall candles and white robes, hymns, and the Lord's Prayer. But the clergy aren't technically Catholic priests. They're women from a group called Roman Catholic Women Priests, formed in Germany in 2002. Today, the group counts 150 women priests around the world. Some are here for Fehrenbach's ceremony.
We have Jeanette Love with us today from Santa Barbara.
For women, even trying to become a Catholic priest is enough to be excommunicated. That's why this Catholic ceremony is being held in an Episcopal church where the congregation won't suffer repercussions for helping Fehrenbach break with canon law. Popes John Paul II, Benedict, and Francis have each said women's ordination isn't up for discussion. Nonetheless, Fehrenbach says the women priests see themselves as activists within the Catholic faith, if not the church.
The whole point of Roman Catholic women priests is to, there's no conversation, well, we have to commit ecclesiastical disobedience, and we'll invite the conversation.
That is, break the rules in order to change them, and in the process, reclaim a forgotten piece of Catholic history. Here's Bishop Olivia Doko, who's presiding at Fehrenbach's ordination.
Many of us still feel and believe and know that we are Catholic right down to the bottom of our toes, and we would really, you know, like to see a return to what was in the original church. We have proof that one of the early bishops in the 4th, 5th century wrote and said, please stop ordaining women. So we know that women were being ordained. And he just wasn't happy about it.
The question is whether the women priest strategy is likely to get any traction. John Allen covers global Catholicism for the Boston Globe.
I think a few bishops, maybe even a couple of cardinals, privately would say something like, that's the church's position today. Let's see where we are in 200 years.
Allen stresses that there may be faster ways to tackle what he calls Catholicism's women problem.
People who are committed to empowering women in the Catholic Church, most of them have moved on from the fight over women's ordination, and they're looking at other areas where progress actually is possible.
Like putting women in charge of Catholic universities and hospitals, or in leadership posts at individual dioceses. For Christine Fehrenbach, though, that just doesn't cut it.
I don't want to be a parish associate. I want to be a priest. I don't want to be a religious education director. I want to be a priest.
And that's exactly what she is.
It is with great joy that I introduce to you our new priest, Christine.
Rowan Moore Garrity, KAZU News.